Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, this is a stoner music, man.
Stoner! Stoner!
I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner. I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner. I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner. I'm a motherfucker.
I just put a 40 on my wrist just like a bus. I just put 10,000 on my bitch just like a bus. I just drive a white sail just like a bus. Just like a bus.
Bus, bus. Fucker, fucker. You, I want Michael Jackson laying. Ooh, oh, I'm a bad shot on it. I'm high as hell, ain't got no satellites on me. I tell the bitch I feel like Fable. I feel like Fable. I feel like Fable. I feel like Fable.
I feel like Fable. I feel like Fable. I feel just like Fable.
I'm back. Jugman voice. Bang kid. Came a long way from the YTC, ROB, SMM. Now we buying sale venom. Slime thucker with it. Slime DK with it. Slime wicked with it. Slime Mundo with it. Slime slugger with it. Slime bubba with it. Slime chest with it. Count hundreds and fifties off everyone's shit.
I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner. I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner.
I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner.
I'm a motherfucker stoner. I just put a 40 on my wrist just like a bus. I just put 10,000 on my bitch just like a bus. I just drive a white sail just like a bus. Just like a bus. Just like a bus.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking at calling, this is JB from the radio show. I'm looking for a guy they call The Rock.
This him?
What's going on, Rock? This is JB, man.
What's up, bro?
Everybody, if you don't know who this is the man, the myth, the legend, none other than Gilbert Jacobs, a.k.a. The Rock.
Ooh, you got to clap it on him, boy. To get,
yeah, man,
get
you, hey, you got to, you know, hey, look, when you got a legend on, man, you got to show some love, man. I mean, you know, I heard that you were coming down this weekend, man, and, you know, we the guys are looking forward to it, man. You know, the guys want to see, you know, the man, the myth, the legend, man, one of the baddest, you know, the man that owned one of the baddest back half that ever did it, you know, back before when, you know, that's before when you even called him a back half, so.
That's right. They were called stock front-end cars. That's what they were called.
Stock front-end cars. That's what I'm talking about. Stock front-end. So, hey, what y'all bringing? You're bringing the Mustang this week is what I'm hearing?
Yeah, we're going to bring a little 29-inch tire car and come play around a little bit, see what we can come up with.
Oh, okay, yeah. So what you call this? Is this just something to play with, or you got a name for this thing, too?
Oh, we call this one American Gangster.
American Gangster.
Been out. This car been out before. I mean, we done won some races with it, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, shoot, it's
people know it when they see it.
Oh, they gonna know it when they see it. Well, we got somebody calling in now. Maybe they might, you know, they might want to play. I don't know if he on 29s, but 804-731-4629. You are on with none other than Gilbert Jacobs, The Rock.
Hey, what's going on, JB?
What's going on, Running Bell?
I don't know, Rock. This is Running Bell, man.
What's up, bro?
Hey, I talked to you the other night on the on Gunna Fix Radio Show.
Yeah, the guy on the dud, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Gunna Fix was asking anybody if they had anything to say. And,
yeah.
Nobody had nothing to say, but as soon as that radio station was over with, a whole lot of people on the internet had a whole lot of lip, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. They had a lot to say. But see, I'm going to tell you about that. See, the problem with me is I ain't scared to say, I'm not afraid to say what needed to be said at the time. I'm not afraid to say what's on my mind. I'm not afraid to tell a man in his face what I think, because the reason is, you know, when I go racing, you know, the people that, if you ain't in my car, you ain't with me, you know what I mean? So I'm not worried about what somebody think about me, what somebody, you know, how they going to feel and all that old bullshit that's going on today. You know, some people can't say shit because it actually affects their mission, you know, mission state. My mission is just go try to beat a bitch in the ground. I ain't thinking about all that other shit, you know what I mean? So, you know, everybody get mad with me and just think I'm arrogant and I'm this and I'm that. Yeah. But shit, I ain't going to change nobody. I've been this way all my life.
I know that's right.
I've been a star athlete all my life. I'm just driving race cars now. Shit, what's the difference?
Yeah, JC, JB, I'm up in the garage now, man. I got this motor back together. Hope I can hear some fire in the wire here in a little bit.
Oh, shit.
So, McNasty is getting back together then.
Yeah, I'm hoping everything's right with it when I fire up. I'm fired up in about an hour.
Okay, so, hey, running back, if that thing cranks up, go ahead and let me know, and you can let The Rock know, too. Who's on your list for this weekend?
Well, I got, everything go right when I fire this thing up, Saturday night, I'm going to run, Henry P is going to give me the back tire and the kick.
Okay.
And then he got a Regal in his camp. I'm going to give that car the kick.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. So McNasty is going in the, she's going to do some unspeakable stuff on Saturday.
You know this. I'm in heat. I couldn't do nothing last weekend. I couldn't do nothing. I got this gas on my chest and got to get it off. And I got my fingers crossed. When I fire this thing up, I'm hitting on all 8 cylinders.
I hear you. Well, let me open this other mic. I got another mic that's been 202-718-7381. Your mic is open.
Yeah, you got nobody else in a ski mask there, Bray.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Running Bear still online?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, what's up, Running Bear? What's up, Brock?
Ain't nothing going on, man. Ain't nothing going on but trying to get this damn car together for the weekend.
Well, I ain't told you to talk to me, you neither, so I'm going to let you know. You know, me and you got destiny, man. I know I can't beat you, but I think I can get away from you with what I need.
Well,
you coming down Sunday?
Yeah, if everything go right with my car, yeah, I'll be in Marlin Sunday, too.
Well, you know, I always did dumb things. You know, I ran Troublemaker with 3 things. I'd like to get that from you today, Sunday.
You want everything in drag racing today from a small block.
I got a small block. I got a stock suspension, man. My car ain't even tied in. I ain't got nobody racing you, but I ain't gonna sit around. I might as well go out for a hitter. I wanna see if I can't rob you in the alley.
I gotta think about that, George. And look, That'll be Saturday, I'm going to give a man a break. That'll be a first for me, get a man a break. Now, if I come up tomorrow and I feel good, you might just get everything in drag race.
Yeah, well, I love to have you. God knows, I love to have you.
Hey, Ski Mask, we got somebody else on here that's coming to play Saturday, too, now.
Who is that?
We got none other then Gilbert Jacobs, a.k.a. The Rock, is in the building right now. He's bringing a car 29 called the American Gangster.
Don't put that man in no trouble with me. Don't put that man in no damn trouble. He might be putting me in trouble. Don't put him in no trouble.
He wouldn't mind you giving you everything in drag race.
Who will give me everything in drag racing?
I don't know nothing about that man, Carl. I ain't never seen him, nothing. Not been to get into that conversation. That's
well,
a joke.
I'm Big George. I'm Ski Mask. I'm the originator around here in D.C. I'm a real grudge racer. I mean, I don't sit around and try to pick no race where I can win. I'd rather go out to the line. I want to go out to the line. I don't want to play with these little clubs and shit.
Any man call himself ski mask. I got to be careful with him.
Well, trust me, I am robbing. I'm robbing in the alley, Chad, if you can believe that.
Well, I need to change my name to Ski Mask. All the robbing I done did.
Hey, Rock.
I need to change my damn name. Hey, swap out with me. You take my name, I'm going to take yours. Fuck it.
Yeah, but you, the man said you got a standing ovation, big boy. You a hell of a guy, Joe. I can't, it would be an honor to run you, but I can't have you, big brother. I can't do nothing
with
you, man.
Hey, I'm gonna call my new name gonna be Jack Boy. I'm gonna call myself Jack Boy starting Saturday. Everybody gonna tell a motherfucker my name Jack Boy.
Come on now.
Well, that serves some purpose. Hey, that could be I get my ass jacked or I'm doing the jacking. One of the two. Jack Boy.
Hey,
I got jacked or I did jacking. One of the two.
Hey Rock, ask Ski Mask. What Big George was trying to do this past weekend. Ask him exactly what he was trying to do and who he was trying to do it to.
Who? What you was trying to do this weekend? Who?
Oh, I was trying to get Jay Barnes, man. But he wouldn't hold still. I tried to impregnate him, but he wouldn't let me.
Oh, man, impregnate him. Damn, Jay Barnes.
Jay
Barnes on birth control. I tried, when I saw that car, I called him. I said, hey, this bitch pretty you got. Do you want me to knock the goddamn paint off that car? He said, yeah, I sure would, but not right now.
He wouldn't come out. He wouldn't come out and play with me. He had some high heels on when I got there. He had high heels on and a pink skirt. Man, he was looking good. I ain't lying.
Hey, he ain't quite ready yet. I think it's going to take him a little longer before he get ready, but you never know. You know what I'm saying? Jay Barnes say he got hair on his balls. I just don't know nothing about that, but he say he got some.
Yeah, but off the trailer, but
Hey, Big George. Hey, Big George.
Sorry about that, guys. Somebody said they wanted to be called in, but they ain't answer the phone. Now, I guess Big George got them impregnated. Now they don't want to talk. Oh, hold on. Big George getting back in right there. Big George, your mic is open.
Yeah, I was trying to tell him. He was a little paranoid. I mean, I give him benefit of the doubt. We were supposed to run off the trailer. I was going to try him, but he wasn't comfortable. So I give him $5 and a pass through the alley one time. But the next time I see him, I'm going to rob him all day long.
Oh, man. This shit done got real.
Yeah.
Ski Mask was hunting Jay Barnes, the cool dude.
Yeah. And he was, too. He was dead on his ass, too. He couldn't – look, Jay couldn't turn around without that goddamn ski mask on his ass.
Man.
That's the only way to do it. You got to stay on top of the guy. He looked good, though. He got a beautiful car, man. But he just wasn't
wasn't quite ready.
I think he came out on the wrong corner.
Uh-oh.
Well, look.
We
got to open this mic. Somebody must want to get in with the ski mask or the Rock. 847-840-9859. Your mic is open.
Now, I'm way too slow to mess with Rock, and I'm way too slow to mess with Big.
Oh, hold on. So are you saying you want a piece of the Rock? Is that what you're saying?
Way too slow to mess with the Rock.
I know who this is, so you can stop fronting.
But I'm looking for some paint stores in the DMV area that help with your paint.
All right. Well, hey, your microphone got a little static in it. Are you on speaker?
Yeah, I'm on speaker. Hold on. What about now?
All right. Well, you are on with Big George and The Rock, and I know who this is. I ain't going to say your name, so go ahead and tell what you want to do.
No, I said I'm too slow to mess with either one of them, but I'm looking for some paint to go on J.C. Richardson's door.
Oh.
that sounds like a guy with a Mustang.
I'm coming to Virginia on Saturday, and I'm coming to Maryland Sunday, and I might stop by Napa or CarQuest and see if I can find some base coat clear coat for them. They used to put on some old enamel, some of the old 55 Chevrolet paint put on.
The best thing for you to do is do exactly what you say you're going to do on Facebook today and do some tests. Because you come around with JC when you get paint on, your ass is great.
Hey, running back, for you, I only need one pass, and the next pass, you got that.
Once you go, I mean, you got all that car with all that money, and once you go with me off the trail.
I'd identify what I got. You up there backing up JC, so you got action after I make my first pass. So what you want
you
to
do? You heard what I said, didn't you?
Oh, stop backing up now. Come on now. Let's
I ain't backing up.
You were supposed to
meet me at Marlin a couple of weeks ago.
But I ain't meet you there. It's a brand new day. Shining star. Let's meet up on Saturday.
Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Hey, y'all. I ain't set y'all.
Let's meet up Saturday.
I'm on suicide watch. South Carolina getting their ass tore up, man. I might not make it sad.
South Carolina getting... What's wrong, man?
Hey, still. Hey, running bell.
Shit, I might jump off the roof of my house tonight.
Come on, Rock. Come on, man. You ain't going to do all that.
Man, I take this shit to heart, man. I can't stand it.
So South Carolina football team getting knocked off.
37-14. And it just started second half.
Well, look, maybe he'll be nice. Maybe that man that's talking all that trash will give you everything in drag racing with your Mustang.
Who that?
Who? With my car?
Yeah, 847. Maybe you'll be a little nice tonight. You talking about enamel paint and that thing? Maybe you'll get that American Gangster a little moving room.
Now, JB.
One in a break here. Yeah, I try that. Yeah.
You a good promoter. But what you really for right now is really coming up for running back because he definitely is running right now.
Oh, Lord.
Because running back kind of, jumped on his hind legs and kind of bucked up for his boy JC. So I'm trying to see if he can buck up with his own car.
I already booked up with my car. I told you what I wanted with my car. And if you mad enough to stand up to and give me what I want, then we got a date. I told you that before. The same thing JC told you and the same thing I told you.
Might just get what you want. I told you, let me make one pass.
Well, you go there tomorrow and make your pass.
Hey, call your boy JC, see if I need you to come pick up some paint for him now.
Don't worry. Hey, look, you know what JC told you, and you know what I told you. So, you got tomorrow, all day tomorrow. Matter of fact, why don't you come on down to Virginia Motorsport Park and make all the passes you want tomorrow? And then when Saturday comes, let me
know you want me to do that. You don't want me to do that. Because if I do that tomorrow, then you might not even come to the track tomorrow.
I'm coming.
The track's open tomorrow, Rob. Oh, shit. Ain't nobody tell me that. I could have got my ass on the road as bad as I need to be, man.
Ladies' night tomorrow. J.C. Richardson's ladies' night is tomorrow.
They got
ladies
testing tune all day tomorrow, though.
Oh, testing tune all day tomorrow? Run about.
Yeah, they got testing tune all day.
I ain't going to be prepared. I got me a match on the golf course. I got to go try to get my money up some more before I come up the road. I got a feeling I'm going to do some gambling because these boys going to battle. It seems like there's a lot of races locked in. I want to be able to bet pretty good and try to get me something on my car.
It seemed like I might. Lord, running back, you going to be up there tomorrow, Friday?
If I get fired in this car tonight, yeah, I'm going to be there. I got to test it out.
All right, well, look, I got somebody getting in right now, and the Rock, I don't know if you know this guy, but his number is 804, 914-7584, and he has a car called Most Wanted.
Yeah, nah, I don't. That's Daniel?
No, this is Gene Stevens.
Oh. Hey, Gene, what's happening, buddy?
What's going on?
Hey,
Gene, we are on with none other than The Rock.
Rock, what's happening?
What's up, bro?
Now,
one
Gene,
show getting on another.
Hey, Gene, if you can help us, let Rock know what car you are locked in or what race you got locked in this Saturday.
I was supposed to be running Jeff Thorpe in the S10, but I think he's going to Roxborough, and I ain't got a transmission, so.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm sorry to hear that. God damn it, I know that's an expensive one.
Yeah, we lost the transmission the second pass Saturday, right before we run the corner, and then when we ran him, we lost it all together.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's kind of bad. Transmission shit. That's something serious.
Yeah, we went on the trans brake and the damn car didn't hold and it rolled right at the beam and went red before we ever let it go.
Yeah, I actually just watched that video yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the trans brake trying to figure out how in the hell the lights red. I ain't even turned it loose yet.
Damn.
That's
drag racing. All you can do is regroup and go back at them.
That's what I just got finished telling them. We're going to lock in that $500 deposit and we're going south.
Damn. So you going south? You going after him this time?
Yes, sir. We're going down, I think, the end of September.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Give me ice cream. Come on, here.
Uh-oh.
I think we got the is the ugly camp in here right now?
What's up, JB?
Hey, the person you were, I saw you and Kenny put up a post that y'all were looking for somebody on 29.
Yes, sir.
We got a certain person in here that will be down this weekend on 29.
I heard. Yeah, that comment or statement still hasn't changed. We'll be at next Sunday.
What kind of car you got?
Mustang stock dimension 129.
Yeah, one more time.
Mustang stock
dimension 129. Hey, whoever got the we gotta mute that speakerphone. Is that 847?
I got you.
All right.
Say it again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, this is the Mustang stock dimension 129.
That's exactly what I got. You ain't got a small block, do you?
Nah, it's a big block.
Okay, nitrous car?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. You got something hooked, or
you
want to wait? I said you got something on the hook? Are you looking the hook? What you want to do? I mean, what you talking about? I actually need to get there and make a pass for the car, because I made a change on it. I mean, just something small. I just need to make sure it's going to either line.
Oh, yeah.
If I do that, then yeah, I ain't got no problem with racing. What color is your car so I can make sure I find you when I get there?
Black.
All right, so black. It's a hatchback or trunk car?
What is it? Trunkback.
Okay,
not
okay.
Hatchback.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, it's a trunkback.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll find you when I get there.
Chop it up. No problem, man. You coming up Buzz Creek, right?
When is Buzz Creek?
No, he's gonna be at William Brown Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, to be honest, I'm not for sure if they're coming or not, but I'll let you know before the end of the show.
But when is Bud Street?
That's next Sunday.
Oh, so it's two races back to back.
Yeah, a lot of people come to Bud Street right after they come from Virginia the same day.
Right.
Making a be a lot of people.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough on me because I gotta head back to LA, man. So I'm really squeezing this in because I need to get, you know, I need the time on the car. You know what I mean? I've been racing the car for a while, but I've made a lot of little changes to it, and I need to check it out, make sure it's straight. I messed with it last night, but I ain't had no success. But
hey,
it was all because of me.
Well,
I'm just stupid as hell. I ain't been messing with the car in a while. Forgot this
right.
And forgot about that and forgot about, you know, little shit. But it's all right. I know what I did wrong.
Oh, yeah. Hey, JB,
Yep.
Hey, what did I say last time at Central County when everybody laughed at me when I said who was going to win the backhand shootout?
Oh yeah, you picked it. You Dershow picked it.
I gotta be like 25-0, man.
You need to go to Vegas then and try it.
Now I'm telling you, hey Rock, I'm trying to tell you, when I said Southern Assassin was gonna win the back ass shootout, they all looked at me like I was dumb.
Man. Yeah. Just you know, I ain't finna say that. Let me shut up. Everybody say I'm controversial, man. I ain't gonna say shit. Rock
hey,
gonna learn to be quiet.
Said, what's
when...
up? Somebody said what's up to me.
They said what?
I said I heard somebody in the background. I was talking, but somebody said what's up on the other line.
Oh, that was me. I was just saying hey to Fox Sports, Ricky Fox.
Oh.
Southern Assassin gonna be hard to deal with. Those guys are good drug racers, you know. So they gonna always, you know, be able to be competitive. They've always have been forever since I ever known them. They've been competitive.
Yeah, man. I mean, like I said, it's fun. That's all.
Yeah.
I like it when somebody that's unexpected and not picked to win. That's what I like.
Right. But you know what, man? I be telling people, you know, and I'm just going to say this because I don't want it to sound funny when I do say this, so don't nobody take it out of context, okay, because we have a tendency of doing this shit. But, like, for me, I be wanting to see those same cars or those drivers in a one-on-one matchup but for cash and lack, because I want to see how good the drivers actually are. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when the dynamics change, you know, when you're going for this or going for that and you got somebody tuning the car, you're going to be a little careful on certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be wanting to see those same cars in a different situation. Like, we've seen the Shadow. We've seen the Beast. We've seen some of the other cars. What other car was in that? I don't know about the Troublemaker. Troublemaker hadn't ran in years, you know, grudge race-wise, from back in the day. But you figure, you know, Phil and the Beast has been out there. Scoot Williams got a nice car. I mean, it looks good. It's fast. But I want to see some of these same drivers in the situation where, you know, each one of them are betting a one-on-one matchup where it's not really like a shootout style and see how they fare. Like, you know, Steven Jackson's a good driver. He's shown that to the world. You know, whoever's driving the Beast car. I know at one point it was Chris Klein. He was an excellent driver. Scoot is becoming an excellent driver. I want to see these guys, like, just, man, you know, just man, mono to mono, because shit changes, dude. The guys get nervous, slam up. They let the button go off the fucking trans brake by mistake. I just, like, see, for me, that's the thrill of it. Like, I mean, I think the shootouts are good, but I like to see a man with his nerves on the line. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
because
like you said, a shootout is a little different to some extent because you're racing for a pot. It's sort of like a gambler's race in a sense.
Yeah.
It's something like that. But it's different when you got, like you say, 5,000 on the line and you can mess up. It ain't no...
Yeah,
you know
ain't no backup, ain't no none of that. You got to make it all right for that one shot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I for me, you know, I just might be biased to it, but I just be wanting to see that shit, you know, now. But you know, but shootouts are good for the fans, and when you got you know a bunch of people that you're trying to fulfill your obligation as a promoter. But I think they have taken away from that. And then also you got to think about it too, when you got that style of racing. Everybody pretty much know where everybody go. So if you got a car go a 30 and you racing in shootout two times, three times, everybody know what you're going, man. I mean, that stops the gambling aspect too, you know. So that's probably why a lot of, you know, gambling ain't like it used to be. Because it's definitely more players in the game now, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But they're just not racing because they already know.
I think that's like kind of I don't know. It almost seems like... when it's a car that you know that's flying, is in a shootout, I think that makes it much more of a gamble because what a lot of people don't realize, it's a lot of pressure on that driver, too. Even though he might have the fastest car in the shootout, you still can't underestimate anybody else. You know what I mean?
Right, and I think that's what happened up at I don't know for sure because I ain't talking about it, but I, from my understanding, I heard, I think that's what happened at the Piedmont race, is that they let the Shadow and the Beast in, and it kind of made everybody else back up and say, oh, whoa, you know, that ain't what it was supposed to be. And then the promoters had to do a little bit of adjusting to make everybody happy, to still get the race off. You see what I'm saying? So, again, it takes away from the hustle factor for some guys who, you know, prefer to do that.
Yeah, but so, I think that how can I say it? Him losing really threw a curveball in the game because now people are realizing, which has been like this for years, that the fastest car don't always win. And anything
not it, no, hell no. The fast car don't always win a bunch of times. I mean, but I think, like I said, it's good for racing. I just think some of the guys who do like grudging, they get in there and then they kind of play themselves. And then when they're really trying to look for some action, they can't get it. It ain't there to get. I mean, be had because everybody kind of got an idea where you at in life. So, I mean, it's just hard. So, you know.
But, man, it'd be good to see you back on the track. Man, I ain't seen the car in a long time. But I haven't saw any videos of you. I've seen it in person one time when you came to MR. But that's been a while ago.
Yeah, I'm coming with the little Mustang tomorrow night. I'm telling you, I went to the track last night. I'm going to show you how rushed down. I went to the track last night.
Is this the same one that you had a long time ago, the black one?
The little Stock Fin, yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, the little Dusty. I called it a little Dusty, but they call it American Gangster car. My uncle named it. But I went to the track last night and burned out, right?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I forgot to close my mouth. The fucking smoke choked me to death. I couldn't even damn pull out. I had to wait and clear my lungs. I was choking. I said, damn, they said I was going to be rusty. I didn't know I was going to get choked by all this damn smoke. Damn, they killed me, man. That's rough. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see everybody. You know, of course, I'm gonna be talking shit. Rather, I got a race going on tonight. You know, some people don't like it. Who gives a damn? But I'm gonna be doing it. That's how we have fun. My Uncle Gray, I coming with me. Most of my team is gonna be with me. My guy Mike. We having that race for my birthday bash race.
Is he coming? Is he coming?
No, he just got a hospital. The doctor won't let him come. So, you know, he'll probably be on my phone back and forth all day long. But you know, we doing that benefit race for him October 4th. And we gonna be up there raising hell. Yeah, at Orangeburg. So all my family gonna be there tomorrow, most of them. And we're going to, you know, we're going to have a good time Saturday. Trust me, because Gray coming, he's going to be in rare form because he's feeling good.
Let me ask you this. Y'all going to have flyers for that race tomorrow? For your
I will have flyers for Saturday, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. That's good. I'm definitely, it looked like I'm going to be out there tomorrow, too. I didn't know they were testing and tuning tomorrow, too, so I might have to go out because I wanted to go. I didn't know nothing was going on, so it looked like I'm going to be at Ladies' Night tomorrow with, you know, J.C. Richardson. It's always a good little turnout at Ladies'
Night. J.C. Richardson on Ladies' Night.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to tell y'all, too. I'm going to tell y'all something else. What's crazy about it, right, you know, and, you know, some people, you know, just think I like talking about this, but I talk about it because it's dear to me. But, you know, I've been getting a lot of response from that race, where a lot of races are coming in from all over the place. And, you know, I'm putting together this because I got so many calls saying, hey, we're going to be there. You know, let everybody know we're going to be there. We're going to be there. We're going to be there. So, you know, even though we're going to have two races, I think we're going to have a good crowd either way. And regardless if we don't, we're going to have fun because that's what we're truly going for. And it's a good cause. So, you know, I think this may be my last year of even doing that race because it's just that got too demanding as a promoter. And I ain't no good at that. I don't have time for that. You know what I mean? I live in L.A., and it's, you know, it's hard. So I just probably, you know, 9 times 10, just be racing in different places. But this will probably be my last year actually having that race, man. It's just done got a little out of hand, so.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well.
Getting out of shit-kicking business, ain't so. So I, you know, I say too much shit, and then they get mad with me, and then, You know, they think it's more, you know, like it's personal. It really ain't personal. It's just about right and wrong for me. And I just ain't standing by watching nobody doing wrong, and I'm just going to lay there and take it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been raised like that. So, you know, I'm not mad with nobody, but that just ain't right. It shouldn't be done that way. I paid my dues like everybody else, you know?
Hey, I hear everything. Hey, who is that that's got the speakerphone on? We're going to have to mute that phone. I got one more mic opening up. It doesn't show your number because you must be listening online, but your mic is open. Your mic is open.
She looks off. Yeah, they got on.
Well, your mic is open if you want to get on. And George Queen, a.k.a. Ski Mask.
Hey, yeah, go ahead.
Somebody just texted me. Carlton Thornton said that you might be looking for him, or he had heard that you were looking for him. He said that he will be at Dinwiddie on Saturday, and he'll be at MIR on Sunday.
Who is that?
He's got both of the G-bodies. He's got the black G-body and the orange G-body.
He told the Malibu?
Yeah, he got two Malibus.
Oh, yeah. I think he wrote me something, but Jay Bond's trying to get online. He's trying to do something Sunday. Greg Ain't trying to do something. You see, he on the line?
Oh, yeah, is he on?
Yeah, he been hitting me on my other phone. He want to run Sunday, so I don't know if he got on the line, he got his number in or not. Yeah, look and see.
Well, look, I'm going to call him in right now. Here we go. Hold on. I tried to call him in earlier, but you know how he is, man. He got to tighten up with that flip phone.
Yeah, he just put me on my phone.
Let's see if we can get him in. Your mic is open, sir, and somebody is on here that said he wants to be your, he wants to sit next door to you in the other lane.
Who is that?
Jay Bonds, your mic is open.
The only thing, I'm only running, good evening, JB, and the Grudging Talk Show, what's going on? But I only race Pro Mod. If you ain't got Pro Mod, I don't want to race you.
Well, look, then you said that. Hold on. 803-518-6998 will run your head up in your Pro Mod.
It's going to take, you know, it's got to be a fast car. I don't run, you know, it's got to be a fast big tire car. That's the only thing I run.
Hey,
I like
Jay, on tonight, we got The Rock on tonight, and we're going to mix it up with him this weekend. He's coming down to show support to William Brown, and he's also bringing the American Gangster.
But now, with the American Gangster coming out, is he drawing down on anybody, or he trying to take it easy on him?
I ain't been in my life taking easy on no goddamn body, not even you, Jay. I don't know why you said that. You know my damn pedigree. My pedigree got Bulldog in it.
Rock, if you had a damn a bigger motor and a bigger tire, I'd run your ass. I just don't mess with damn slow cars. I mean, I don't mess with small tire stuff. I need some shit that's running in the threes.
Hey,
I want to run cars in the threes.
Hey, Jay, one thing about it, they don't make no big motor than I got. You know that, right?
Okay. Well, you need more damn tire then.
Now, they do make a bigger tire than what I got, but the damn motor, I got the biggest one
in the class.
Believe that.
Rob, don't go up there and run everybody in the bushes, man.
I ain't gonna run nobody in the bushes. I'm going up there and try to make me a pass. I don't know what the hell they talking about. Might not make. Mike can't get off the sideline. Damn sure couldn't get off the last night.
Hey, Rock, I got somebody else I just got in here. Now, this is a name you should be hearing quite often out here. He's been the Grudge. I think, Jay, he was the Grudge Racer of the Year last year for the Virginia area, the Virginia DMV area, 804-869-1541. That should be none other than Kenny Beecham.
What's going on, JB?
And Kenny Beecham, I want to start first off by saying thanks for the support. You came up to Cecil, and, man, off the damn trailer. I mean, you were ready to lock in before he even got there. That's what you call a grudge racer.
Yeah, I got my ass beat, but, you know, we like to race, so it don't really matter.
Hey, let me say this too, because I'm about to get off the phone. I really been wanting to say this, but when I get on the phone with y'all guys, I be having all kind of thoughts running through my head, and I can't hardly say shit because I get caught up on one circle and get caught up somewhere else. But I want to say this to Jay Barnes: people need to recognize what he's doing for racing. You know, there's a lot of guys that have a mission statement to try to actually bring people together, but you know, I've had a lot of calls from the Midwest and just people that I wouldn't normally talk to, and all the racing I've done, and no matter how big I was or thought I was at the time, I've never met nobody from Chicago until Jay Barnes started. You know, Jay Barnes and whoever, Gunny Pig, all the guys started going fishing and pulling those races back to us. And, you know, I think that a lot of people are not paying no attention to what's really happening, because now we have races off in Maryland and, I mean, not Maryland, Michigan and Chicago and Indiana. That shit was not happening back when I was, you know, really out there like that. Those areas were not, you know, known of. So people need to pay attention and grudge and what that movement is doing and how they pulling people together, man, because it's really good. It gives you a bigger pond to fish in if you're a fisherman. You might not be a fisherman, but if you are, you got a damn bigger lake to fish in.
That's a good point, Walt. I appreciate that. And but, you know, Rock, think about it, man. And the thing that's really good, it wasn't so much that these guys were racing. They just wasn't being shown love nationally and wasn't being accepted on the East Coast. And so really all we did as a team, as Grudge Inc., is gave them a voice. Because, yeah, they've been racing their ass off for a while, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like, I never, ever heard of any of these guys. And it's kind of weird that here we all doing the same shit, but we don't even know each other. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I could have met Donye, you know, years ago. But, that guy and the other ones, I'm sure, but he's just one of the ones that I've had, the pleasure of meeting and being around. He don't give a damn.
I never met him.
He reminds
you can keep him. You can keep Donye, because when he come back to Maryland, he going down. You hear me?
You know who that is, Jay Bond?
That's Monster.
He talked all that stuff. I told him I'm putting the ugly in the other lane, and he ran over and turned the nitrous bottles off. I don't want to hear nothing about no Donye in Maryland.
Donye, tough cookie, man, believe it or not. You know.
You got that right, buddy.
Right, damn. Right. Hey, but Jay Barnes, when I give you a compliment, I don't need you to say shit. I don't need you to
No problem.
I only gave you a compliment because everybody else kicked you in them hairless nuts you got, you know what I mean? But it needed to be said, because obviously I'm always saying the shit that everybody needs to say, but it needed to be said because a lot of people don't realize the movement.
I see it.
My phone blowing up with this kind of shit just because of your work. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean.
Hey, well. Hey, Rock, you know what? It was an honor. I know you said you got to get off in a little bit, but you want to know what I'm going to say real quick? The last time I ever saw your Bounty Hunter car, and I'm glad he's on here now, back when Monster was with Larry T a couple years ago, I think you ran Sniper at MIR at a custom T event.
No, he ran William Brown.
William Brown. That was it. Lord have mercy. That
and William was
going to
cut that ass, too. You got away lucky that night. You hear me? You my dog.
Man.
Tell it like it is.
William Brown ain't had a chance to heal him.
Hey, my grandmother would say, you knew your ass was done, but goddamn, that Camaro went down through that color, boy.
Hey, y'all could have dropped William Brown out of plane. He couldn't win. but what William Brown is, and what William Brown is, and I'm going to call it because I'm a straight shooter, William Brown is a real guy, good guy. That's why I think he's getting support that he deserves. And not only that, man, William Brown and his daddy, they don't really care about, you know, about what people got to say about them or losing. They went out there and tried. That's what they wanted to do. Because I kept telling people he was going to get fucked up, and he went anyway. So, hats off to William Brown.
I tell you what, they first class. I've been knowing his dad, Rock, ever since the back days of Salford when my uncle used to race down there.
Really?
So, yeah, man. I remember they had the little guy nationals at Salford. That's the first time I seen Mr. Brown and family. They've always raced as a family too, so you know. Big props to them. So but Rock,
that's
yeah, when
good,
you come back
good.
We got a little something for you. Don't worry about it. You know we love you here in DC.
I was trying to hold out, man, but you know, I'm gonna tell y'all. Everybody loves that Bounty Hunter car so much. I was trying to hold out, but we really putting that car back together again. We redoing it.
Yeah.
All this shit about what it used to do and what it would do and all that. Well, we started from scratch. We're gonna do a different one. That's you know same everything, same paint scheme, same thing. But it's in early stages. We just getting started with the car. So,
well, that's
it'll
good,
probably
man.
Be
we'd
probably
be
the
happy
beginning
to
of
have
next
you
year.
Back in DC. So.
Yeah, we just gonna do it again. I mean, it's just something you know brand new to have, and I want it to where I can run you know. Some of the back half stuff, and then probably put some 29s on it, but I don't think you can really be competitive like that. You got to have to stick with one or other. So I'll make that
don't
decision.
You think about crossing that line with no back half, man. I'm going to tell you
Man, listen, man, it ain't but three back halves right now that can run the numbers I was going back then. And how many years ago was that? I mean, let's be real.
You old as dirt. You know that?
Yeah, you
call
it what
you
want.
You're an old buzzard.
You
hear me?
You can call it what you want, but that car was before its time. And ain't but three cars out here now that can actually, you know, go run probably faster. Well, I know they would go faster than that. They go faster than that. But the difference is every time that car hit the track, it made the same shit everywhere we went. I mean, it just was consistent, like a bracket car. You know what I mean? That's the difference. But anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I don't want to talk no more about myself with this bullshit and then come out this Saturday and get my ass kicked. So I'll see y'all on Saturday. You know what I mean?
Well, it's good to hear from you, brother.
Oh, yeah. Jay Barnes, you want some of me Saturday that black, that grudge you caught with your face on the side? You want some of me Saturday?
I only want Paul Mars and Nephew Pete. I pumped Nephew Pete out. And so, Rock, you know, if you ain't got a problem, you know, go get more heart.
But
go
listen,
get a bigger tire.
Listen, I'm untested. but I will make one pass, and the second one will be on top of you. Just for some light, like Tony Bynes say. I test my second pass on you. Now, that's fair. We got to get these people something to see, man.
You need a bigger tire, Rock. I only run pro mods. I ain't going to have everybody say I'm picking on small tire stuff. I run pro mods, man.
Jay, you a star. Let me make you a superstar.
Right. Listen, I told you I already pumped out Nephew Pete. I don't want, man, I got, you wouldn't believe how many people call me and say,
hey,
I shouldn't have been Nephew Pete like that.
Hey, hold on. Now, let's see. Kenny Beecham, is this true?
Do what?
Jay Barnes pumped out Nephew Pete. Now, is this really true?
I got no idea. You know how Pete likes to talk a lot of trash. I don't know what they talk about.
You got that trash part right, Kenny Beecham. How you doing, man?
What's going on, Master?
Just getting ready, man.
I know
y'all,
somebody.
Y'all getting ready for this massacre, getting ready to come down on the hill next weekend.
Let me
tell
you something. When you bring your tail across that line over there, I'm going to personally get the – you remember them old kitchen paddles your granny whooped your ass with? I'm buying one your name on one side. I got it downstairs.
I had a horseman
on the other.
I had
you
a
don't get an
practice.
Ass whipping. You ain't, you know I'm up to something, so just keep on talking.
I had a bad driving day at Cecil last weekend. Couldn't get my shit together. The cars ran great. Both cars ran
Oh,
beautiful.
Man, that car ran good.
So,
hey, Kenny, don't make no excuse, Kenny. You lost.
Now, your car ran good. I don't want to hear that shit. Your car didn't run good. You didn't drive good. So if you don't drive, I don't know where y'all get this. The car don't work right. You made mistakes. You always going to make mistakes. When you come up on that hill, when you come up on that hill, that punishing day thing, you gonna get your ass handed to you again.
Hey,
let me tell you something. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
Man, you gonna get your ass handed to you, and you gonna make another excuse. Oh man, that's what man. Let me tell you something, man. You can't get it done no
more,
video. Man.
Put on video, George.
I wasn't making no excuses. I got beat. That's wrong. I wasn't making no excuses. I just said the driver's going to show up a little better on this shit.
Man, y'all need
to
change
that. I'm gone. I'll talk to y'all later.
Y'all need to come to my school and learn how to go through them alleys, man.
George, do you want to lock in on my 7:30 shakedown?
You know how many you go, right? Let me tell you something, right? I think I got Jay Bonds. I ain't already put in work with him, so he's like 9 months pregnant, so I got to go back with him.
Hey, listen, I got to make an announcement about Genuine George and damn C-Man. I got to make an announcement. I try to keep it quiet, but I told Profile Joe, and once I told Profile Joe, the damn world going to know it. So I might as well come clean. I had to pay the punk out to damn ski mask in Texas. But I didn't want nobody to know it. I told him not to say nothing, but I paid the damn punk out. So,
hey, George, punk out? That's good. You ain't exempt from getting your ass whipped, too, when you come across that Maryland line. We friends till you pull in them staging lane. I love Kenny to death. Goddamn, I'm going to feed him. I'm going to slow the car down, feeding his ass on the stick side. When he gets done, I'm going to light that ass up. You hear me?
Hey,
Kenny, did you see the belt? You see the belt y'all going for?
I'm going to be there Friday night. I'm going to be on the hill.
I know you're going to cheat and come Friday night. I know you like a book. Shit, I already got a plan. I told man don't prep the damn place. You hear me? What the hell do you think you fighting with? You know what?
Hey, JB.
Yo.
Man, get Jay Bond on the radio with that book. Get Jay on the radio with that bullshit.
Jay Bond, that is Nephew Pete on the line.
I paid the punk out to damn ski mask, but I couldn't even get Nephew Pete. I paid the punk out. I'm admitting to everybody. I paid the punk out to ski mask, but that goddamn Nephew Pete ran like hell. I could not get his ass. That damn Nephew Pete, so I want to make sure everybody knows.
Hey, JB, I cannot believe you're going to get on the radio and let that man say that shit, and you know better. JB, you know what happened. Come on, JB. I can't believe you're going to let that man get away with that mess right there. And you know I drawed on him first.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete,
don't worry about it. You don't get your ass paddled next week, so don't worry.
God.
Man, next Saturday ain't coming fast enough. This shit here going to be... Man, it's going to be a massacre. Like Keenan said, a massacre.
Uh-huh. Okay, buddy. All right.
Hey, Pete.
One more sniveling.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, what's up, George?
Hey, man, y'all better be careful when you come up on that hill, man. Them boys,
we don't have a problem getting down no racetrack. Remember I told you that. We get down the racetrack everywhere we go. Remember that.
Oh, no, I forgot to tell everybody. I hired a track prep man. I got Mark Wessler coming
back. No, you ain't got to prep it, Monster. We go there anyway. We don't need no prep on the track. We're going to show you. We know how to work that technology.
I
got to
make sure you ain't got no excuses when you get your ass slapped.
Hey,
I don't want to hear no whining out of you.
Hey, Pete.
Just
tell him. If a track is prep good enough,
we're
just going to go even faster.
Yeah, you better not prep it and slow it down some. Because, God, Lord, we turn it on, what's going to happen?
Oh, Lord. Hey, Kenny. I do have to admit one thing. Goddamn, you used a half a bottle on that purge up at Caesar. Goddamn, I was like, man, look, I was sitting there, man, my head dozed off. You was on that thing so long, boy.
I said, man, who are you to get them bottles up?
Jesus Christ.
And I'm excited about everything. I tell you what, man, things looking good for Larry the weekend, so that's going to be really good. Wim Brown Saturday, Larry Sunday, that's going to be good.
Well, don't rub it now. You can rub it yourself because it's looking bad for you.
Let me tell you something. One thing you need to remember, and as long as I got breath on the telephone, I got backup to the backups. So if I feel I'm a little shortchanged on something, I ain't never, ever said I'm going to lose happy. You understand that? I'm going to win.
Hey, Jimmy,
one way or the other.
Yo, what's going on?
I bet that man $100 that we're going to gap Carlos by the 330. I told him if I feel good, if he got a track, I'm going to bet him another 100 to be gapping by the 60 foot.
Hey, Zay Bond, did you hear that?
All I know is I couldn't get down. I mean, he might do that to anybody, but I know I couldn't get Nephew Pete to lock in. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Hey, JB, come on, JB. You can correct that man, JB.
Hey, Jay, huh? you got to be honest about one thing now. Pete did say he walked over. He said, man, that guy there, hey, this car look good, but that headliner in heat. He did say that, Jay.
As soon as you walked off, I went in my pocket, came out with a sack. He said, man, you know I don't know none of the problem. That's what he said. That's what he said, Debbie. I mean, so did I went in my pocket, man, came out with a sack. That man said, I don't want none of the problem. I said, come on, man. I offered him one and one, man.
Hey, JB. Hey, JB, now, you know, he said that, and he paid the punk off the ski mask. Now, you really think that I backed down on him?
What you trying to say, Negro?
Man, we're giving him everything in drag racing.
Ski-Mad, listen, let me tell you what Ski-Mad did. I'm out there working. Every time Ski-Mad walked by me, he said, you ready yet?
Hey, JB.
I'm like, man.
I'm telling you, AJ, let me clear up something. The boys come to me out of Donye's camp, and they made it clear that they couldn't set with Ugly. So I'm asking you, because Donye made it clear, anything on 29, Ugly's on 28, has never shown the time, strictly grudge car. Mm-hmm. We got to make it happen. We got to set at Donye's door. If he bad, we won't find out.
We'll put
Ugly on the road and travel to where you want, as long as you know the rules. Look out for us. We got to knock Donye in the head because he said ain't nothing in Maryland can run, and we need to clarify that and get it straight.
Well, hey, Monster, I just got a message from the boys. They said that Fox Camp didn't try to run him with Ugly. They tried to run him with the car called Hannibal.
Yep, both cars.
Now, I'm going to tell you what they have said. They said that Hannibal is a class car, and in the Midwest, they do not run class cars.
Mm.
That's exactly
Well, we were over there arguing like old women in the poker game on the Midwest game about who had the cheating cars, and they talked trash to me, and I made it clear. I can make a phone call. And we thinking about even paying his gas to get here to put him next to it. That's what I'm thinking about doing. I will personally pay it out of my pocket to put Donye in the other lane.
Again, mm-hmm. Lord,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm not afraid.
Now you know I like Ugly. I like Ugly. Yeah, me and Ugly. I like Ugly. Now, but the thing. You know, that's a hell of a race between Ugly and damn Donye now.
That's going to be a heck of a race. You can't take that. That's going to come down to the driver. And now, don't get me wrong, Donye, my road dog. I talked to him probably early on the week, and he gave me hell about who nobody want to race. But I told him that Ugly car. And we have another one here that's coming out that I got to surprise y'all with on the 6th, going to be a Capital. So I'm really waiting on one of y'all to get out of line, especially the horsemen. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So when you cross that Maryland line, we got a nice surprise for you, my friend.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't want anybody to know this about Monster.
just keep it between me and you. If you're trying to run the horseman, don't talk to Nephew Pete because he won't lock in.
Hey, goddamn,
hey,
boy.
No, but hey, I don't want to blast him. I don't want to blast him, no.
Yeah.
Hey, JB, I told Jay,
me,
I said,
I won't tell nobody.
Hey, I told Jay, I said, look, if I catch your ass in lane with this Mustang, I'm going to you. They bought the car right there. I said, what you doing? He said, oh, I'm going to the snack bar. They went to the snack bar, got some food there, straight back to the pit. I said, you better not come down this hill.
Hey, Jay, he had a nerve last week to be putting pictures up on Facebook talking about, you know what this is? I don't think so. Oh, man. So my wife said, look, you can't be letting them pump you down. So she gave me a picture with a lady getting in the trash can. I said, that's Pete right there. This week, oh, it's on this week.
You have reached the voicemail right box of 7.
Man, wherever we catch J-Bones over there calling the racetrack, hey, he going to answer. Hey, he going to get it.
Did I hear... Ski Mask, when are you and
J-Bone
supposed to officially get this on?
Man, I played my punk out Ski Mask, man.
All right.
Hey, Pete, my wife told me to tell you, you know you're in trouble next week because she's going to get involved, make sure I win. Horseman going down. She said she's going to feed y'all, and after we feed you, then we're going to talk to you like we love you.
Man, tell her to put a horseman shirt on. If she want to be recognized as a winner.
Don't forget to tell everybody, we got a bet. When they go to run at 9:30, if Pete's car wins, I got to wear the horseman shirt until the next race. And if my car wins, which I know is going to happen, he got to wear a Metro or Capital Raceway shirt. He goes, can you imagine
that big old
red Christmas tree standing out there?
Can I spruce this pot up a little bit?
Go.
As you know, Willie Dog has a pair of pink panties.
Oh, hell no.
Nah, JB, you're going too far with the pink panties, buddy. People already think we're a bunch of crazy fools.
hey, fellas, let me open these two Maryland mics up so we can give Monster some help in here. 201-303-7329 and 240-682-4919. Your mics are hot.
What's going on, JB?
Who is that?
It's Kenny.
Hey, Kenny Fox, can you clarify something with me? Is it true that Ugly wants to sit beside Donye?
Ugly would love to sit beside Donye.
All right, well,
thank
there
you, brother.
Go, J-Bone.
Thank you.
Hey,
We'll set beside this ugly. And he cried about running the blue car last year because somebody told him you had a certain motor. I said, well, shoot, you got the same thing. So this ain't about the motor. This is about turning that wind light on down the bottom. He said there's no car in Maryland that can run with him. And I said, Donye, I'm telling you now, they have never shown the time on Ugly. Let's get it done.
He wanted to run that blue car until Scotty G told him no. He better pump his brakes.
Hey, hold on. 708-288-9598. Your mic is hot.
You know what's going on. We talking about you.
First, tell them who the hell you are first.
Scared.
Who is 708? Tell them who the hell you are.
He know.
It's Donye.
It's Donye. Merry Christmas.
Now, Donye, the guys are on here right now with the Fox camp, and they said that they would like to sit next to Fade the Black, whether it's if they put a 28 or a 29.
Well, what?
They got a car called Ugly. It's not the black one. It's not the black one. It's a silver or the Mustang. Blue. It's not the it's not the black or the blue one. It's a straight grudge car.
Okay.
I like ugly. I can't get shit.
So they play like I said, in Maryland.
Yeah, they in Maryland.
Yep.
And the way
I'll pay your fuel to get here, so we can slap you around.
Oh Lord, Donye, hold the hell on there, Donye. Hold the hell on.
That's my road dog. We fight like this all the time, y'all. Ain't right, Donye? Cause you going down.
Right.
Now, Donye, you know I had to call you in because I don't like, you know, you don't like it and I don't like it. So it's up to you if you want to, you know, y'all want to make something happen with old ugly. The boys are on, like they said, they got 28s on it, or they can slap the 29s on. They said they'll run you 29 to 29.
When are we talking?
You pick
Fox,
the date.
What day?
Kenny Fox.
Hello?
Yeah.
What date?
Whenever he want to come up here.
Goddamn. I want to come up there. So when y'all, what day y'all talking about? When y'all talking about?
Whenever day you're free, come on up here.
Man, it don't work like that. You can't just pop up there. That ain't around the corner.
That's how we handle business around here. Whenever you come, you get served.
There you go. Hey, Donye, how you doing anyway? Because I know you're gonna butter out of this, so let me just say hi to you. Because I know you ain't going to answer.
Hey, what are you saying? Don't even make sense. Whenever I come up there, you make it sound like I'm right around the corner.
The horseman got a race on October, what, 4th?
It ain't
going
to happen at the beach.
Oh, okay.
Well, Capital got a race October 4th.
I can call a guy that's promoting it. And,
we're going to be in Arkansas this weekend.
Together.
You want to come down? You want to come to Arkansas?
What is that?
Arkansas. You want to come to Arkansas and do it?
What day is that?
That's next weekend, the 6th.
No, we're going to House of Huff. How about September the 13th at Piedmont?
I won't be there.
I like that one. I like that one.
You going to be there?
No, I won't be there.
I hope
you
do.
Get there, we can get it in.
As of right now, I won't be there.
All right, well, now, what day is good for you? I offered you a day. It wasn't good enough, so you tell me which one's good enough.
October 18th, I can't do that either. I don't know. You gotta get with. I gotta see what my schedule look like. Where I'm gonna be.
You going down SGMP on the 20th.
What's SGMP? What's that?
I think it's Ronnie Brown's race. I ain't for sure.
Nope.
When's the next time you're on this side?
I don't know yet.
Sound to me like he's ducking out.
No, it don't sound like I'm ducking. Sound like I don't know.
He can always come here.
I would not. I was back in the room, and the phone was in the room of my mom and on the charger. I was back in the bed.
You can always come here.
I can't even remember. Jay Ball, you'd have got Nephew Pete in trouble.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Hey, Jay Ball, you'd have got Nephew Pete in trouble.
That's the same way. Me and him were talking, he was talking the same way, just like that. Well, okay, Jay, I was like, he talked the same way when I got on his ass up there.
Hold on, I missed something. What y'all talking about, JB? I missed something. I put the phone down 1 second. Now y'all start some bullshit. What y'all talking about?
No, it sounded like your old lady was hard on you just now. Somebody was hard on you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, all the time, man. I ain't going to do right.
So Jay said that's how you sounded last week.
Man, hey, look, tell Jay Loggins, he done pissed me off. Loggins with Piedmont out the trailer.
Oh, Jay Bonds, your mic is hot. Off the trailer, September 13th. Zoo
okay,
people
now
versus headliner.
Now, see, that's why, you know, see, that's why PB bullshit. Now, listen here. You heard what he said, right?
Yeah.
Why the hell he takes me, I'm bullshit. Why, I mean, why?
Jamie, I can't do nothing with Jay, man. I can't do nothing with him. God damn, Jay, boy.
You know what I'm saying? He going to take me and then say that shit out loud, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
But y'all getting out of the deal. I want to get back to Don James. Who said we don't have no cars in Maryland that can run with him, and I want to put the Strictly Crush car in the other lane. So we might have to – I might talk to Jay and call Kenny and Ricky, and we might work out something to make a trip out one of them just to satisfy Don Yates. I mean, we want to beat him. So if we got to go to his house and beat him, I'm all for taking care of the Foxes to get there to beat him. I just got to prove a point to him.
Okay.
I like that. Come on, play in my backyard. Don't nobody else come play over here. Okay.
We got
when,
to.
When do you want us to come play on your swing set? Because we're going to come take over your playground. When do you want it to happen?
Okay.
All right.
You know, all that sound good. I was just up there, and y'all didn't even come my way.
Y'all didn't have a conversation.
We didn't know
ugly.
You was coming.
We did not bring ugly.
Y'all knew
nobody
I was coming.
Wanted to lock in.
Y'all knew I was coming. It wasn't no secret.
But did we talk?
Y'all had to talk. Y'all knew I was coming.
Yeah, we knew. We thought you were coming to Capitol that one day when you were on Race the Blue Car, too, but you never showed up.
That's because you didn't want to race.
I didn't want to
race. You changed the whole race. You wanted to put the tires
and keep the Willy bars. We asked you to come with 29s. I don't care what you do with your Willy bars.
You didn't ask me to come with nothing. You told me you didn't care how I came.
Okay,
That's what you locked in to.
I'm coming to your backyard, your playground, and taking over your swing set on 28 or 29, and you stay on 29, because I know you ain't man enough for 28.
For what? What am I going to do that for?
Because you ain't man enough.
Just like
you can stick on this 29.
No, your car
stay
set
on them,
up. You set your car.
29.
You set your car up for 28. That's what you got on it, man.
Stay on 29.
I'll beat the fuck out of y'all. Y'all can't bet enough.
Your playground.
I'm going to beat the fuck out of y'all. Y'all can't bet enough.
We can't what?
Bet enough.
We can't bet enough.
That's what I said.
Sound good, but a set of lips would say anything.
Yeah, but y'all ain't trying to do nothing.
What do you mean we ain't trying to do nothing?
Y'all ain't trying to do nothing.
I believe me and Mr. Monster are on the phone to try to come in your backyard. How are we not trying to do nothing? I'm asking you what the date is. I'm gonna let you know.
I ain't got no dates around. I'm gonna let you know next time they have a race over here at 131.
I just wanted to clarify that I wasn't trying to do nothing. That's all.
We might do that, Donya. You know, I'll do anything for you, brother. I just gotta put that L over on the left side of your name because
all y'all gotta do is get with Lil Tony and then we'll see when they're gonna have a race.
Yeah, I'll call you Monday. Take a look at the schedule. And I'll call you Monday, and I'll get with the Foxes, and we'll figure out something. Cause this is a battle of the bad boys.
He got it.
Yeah,
man,
Lil Tony.
See when he got something. This gonna be another day in all. This ain't even gonna be fun for me.
So you say? I'm just going off of what you said. You said that there's no car in Maryland, and we kind of noticed a little backpedaling tonight. So we wanted to call and get it clarified.
Now you know, Mark. You know better, Mark. Where you hit some backpack? He can be in Arkansas September 6th. He can lock in for that.
I can't.
Are you backpacking?
I'll tell you what. If you get rain or we get rain, we might make that change for you. now.
You got that holler back pedal?
If it rains
in your place or rains at ours,
we'll call each other that Thursday on JB's show. We'll look at the weather, and if it is, I'll talk to the Foxes, and I might just take that offer up on you because you think you're bad. We just want to show
I know I'm bad.
But you ain't
bad. I know I'm bad.
Yeah. So what you been doing this week? You been over there tuning on that new motor? Huh?
Man, it's just sitting in the garage. I ain't got to do nothing to it. It's just sitting in the garage.
Yeah, you better go out there because you're going down. Yeah.
I ain't got to do nothing. Hey,
I wish Tony Wright had no grills over there on 29s or 28s fast enough.
You'll see.
I wish Tony Wright would have got that fucking car started because if he wouldn't have cut your fucking head off.
Oh wow! Come on, if was a fifth, my goddamn auntie had a dick, she'd be my uncle.
I told y'all, you cannot mess with that fool with sands, man. Don't even try to go there, man. You know that Chicago's finest when it comes to bullshit, man. Y'all know that. He had a nerve to send me a text. Maryland ain't got no cars. Him or Bookie, one of them two. I said, okay. That's why we call you.
When was that race you trying to put together, Mark? Oh, my phone go.
What's that, buddy?
When was that race you was trying to put together?
I got one September 6th. For some odd reason, if the weather mess up, I'll take care of your fuel to come here so we can slap you around.
That's when we're going to be in Arkansas.
I know. But if the weather messes you up in Arkansas, you come on over to Capitol so we can slap you around.
You know what? That sounds like a plan.
Yep. So next Thursday, we'll call you, just like we're doing today. We'll look at the weather. And if it messes up for either one of us, I'll talk to the Foxes, and we'll see what it costs, and we'll figure out something. And Jay Barnes, your dog is going down with fleas. You hear me?
Huh? But listen, I know, you know, Donye, you know, we had this conversation earlier, like, you know, just to say this, you know, as far as the National Grudge car, you know, right now, Donye is the supreme car, you know. I mean, nationally.
He is.
Now. Yeah.
That's why we call him out. He said at Cecil County, they said, They didn't want to run Ugly. I said, I'll call Donye. They said, well, Ugly Rough. I said, he's a grudge car. He's never showed a time. Donye said, as long as he didn't show a time, he got 28, 29s or smaller, he got to run. So I'm going off of what Donye said, not nobody else. Because I'm a road dog. I can call him tomorrow, and he'll cuss me out and tell me, I hope it do rain so I can bust your ass. That's exactly what he's going to tell me tomorrow when I call him.
Yeah, y'all ain't going to like it. It's going to be a long, quiet
ride home
for y'all.
I'm hoping everything's going good for Rick so we can really shut you up.
Rick, man, you got to be kidding, not right. You just telling jokes, not right. You got to be telling jokes, Mark. I'm talking about Rick. Rick Fox, are you talking about? Which Rick?
Tricky Rick. I'm going to call him.
Oh my God. You got to be kidding me.
Well, Rick just told me to tell you, if for some odd reason you got enough guts to come, I'm reading his text. Tell Donye, if he comes on the 6th, he got the back tire off the trailer with the Camaro. He just sent that message.
I got the back tire off.
Straight off the trailer.
Wow, yeah. That's it. I don't want the back tire. Why you got to give me something?
Let me see if I can get him on the phone. JB, can you call Rick? I want to put some pressure on Donye, more pressure. He said we ain't got no calls in Maryland.
What's the
name? Hey, Rick ain't going to bust a grape in a fruit fight, man.
That goddamn Donye got some say. Hey, Monster Joe, whatever you got that number, just let me know.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah, I thought they were spamming.
Hey, Kenny Fox.
Yeah.
I just got a text from somebody in the Midwest. There's a chance that James Myron, a.k.a. Jimbo, may just be down
Hello.
In the area.
Guess what I got, JB?
What you got?
Maryland's finest. Go ahead. Say something now, Donye. I got a little something for you. Go ahead.
Maryland's
I'm sipping on my oil, so I'm feeling kind of good right now. But, for whatever
Maryland's
reason, your race
finest.
Don't happen. Yep. Your race don't happen where you at. You come over here, I give you the back tie. With
Ooh, what
you say
I,
you don't want
man.
It, but that's what I'm offering because I ain't putting yeah. put no 29s on it. But you want
a
race,
what
so
car?
I'm giving you a race.
What Camaro are you
the
talking
Camaro.
About? Wait, hold on.
The same Camaro you've been seeing.
But that Camaro had 29s on.
No, that Camaro ain't never had 29s on.
So
I'm put 29s on it.
Camaro.
You put one on it. Yeah, you looking at the wrong
Because when side. I seen, they had 29s on, the black one.
Never had 29s on.
He's just trying That's to imagine something to get, thinking he's going to get an advantage. You ain't getting nothing but the other lane.
I'm offering that because the 33.
That's the same car you crashed?
Yeah, same car.
It had 29s on when you wrecked it, right?
No, it's never had 29s on. We was going to put 29s on it, bought the tires, and he didn't like the way the car looked with the 29s on it, so he didn't want to run it with them on it. They still sitting in the basement, brand new with stickers on.
Man,
but you said you can't get a race, and ain't nobody over here to race. I'm trying to make a race.
Say it again, Rick.
I'm going to run him head up. I don't care what he got on.
That's even better.
Nice
on the trailer,
guy,
on the six?
He got a race at Arkansas. If it don't work out, then we work out something with him. So,
okay.
Yep, we'll take care of him. Donye's good people, man. We want to bring him here just to slap him. I mean, just to make sure he's part of the race.
What track is
know?
That, Capital? That's going to be a Capital?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't appreciate Booker getting my couple of dollars on that race with Lil Rick, so I want my couple of dollars back.
Yeah, you ain't going to get them back here, though.
Okay.
I got a lot of your dollars. Problem?
No, just some small shit.
Yeah, you look good, but you ain't good enough. You hear me?
Hey,
so.
No.
We got a plan Trigger for
Ricky.
You when you cross
Trigger
that
Ricky
line.
Ain't gonna do nothing, man. And I can't wait till you get that Malibu ready.
It's coming.
I might give you the back tie.
I'll take it.
I know you will.
I'm gonna take whatever you're gonna give me.
I can't
you
wait
break
till you get that ready. I'm gonna break you. If you can
I take the break with no testing.
You can, if you could take it off that tree, you can have it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, you wanted to offer the back. I was just saying, man.
Mm-hmm. You got that, though. You got the back tire.
You got a tried and true tested vehicle. My shit just come out of the shop. Just pick my car up Tuesday. It ain't done. It'd be done in a couple weeks here. And I'm willing to take the same race with no testing. Just let me move. I'm going to take it off the tree anyway, but I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Man, look at you.
I want you to let me move.
Man, you've been whooping me for 5 years now. I ain't did it yet.
No, you ain't never there, man.
You don't bring the car.
Well, you
it's raining. My truck broke. I got a flat tire. You know, I got a headlight out on the truck, so I can't come to the track. Oh,
shit
man,
happens.
Come on. You got more
excuses. I bust two tires in the rim picking my car. Shit happened, man. It's life. You know what I'm saying?
God.
That's old news. Let's talk about new news. What you trying to do?
The new news is y'all can start doing y'all rain dance, either uphill or down there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be raining at one of these places.
Mm-mm. We're going to find out next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure we call you up because your crew talks
a lot
of trash in the line.
Either place, either uphill I mean, up there or down here, some heads going to roll. It ain't going to be mine.
Hey, Donnie. Let me ask you a question. Do you really think we're going to call you on the phone knowing we're not going to be able to beat you?
Yeah, I see. When you think you got the gun, man, you think you're robbing, but what's really gonna happen? You're gonna get robbed.
Is that something y'all do in Chicago?
You gonna come out with your ski mask on? You gonna be in front of me with your gun out?
We rob bareface. We don't use no ski mask.
That's that Chi-Town that my wife said, trying to get over on us. But we prepared. Like I said, we got two cars, and we got a secret car just in case you get out of hand.
A secret car, man. Is that car they posting on Facebook from up there?
Man, I ain't see nothing on Facebook. I can't read.
29?
No, that ain't a car. He's talking about the Golden Retriever. No, we ain't got nothing to do with that car.
Where that car from?
That's from South Carolina.
Oh, that's South Carolina. Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's going to be sweet.
Yeah. You looked good last week, but you ain't good enough. I just want to get that clear.
Yeah, well, you know, I looked okay. That's it.
I did want to ask when you think you're gonna run little Rugrats again?
Whenever they're ready. Whenever we at the same place at the same time. Actually, you know what, AJ? Jay.
He said he was trying to lock you in and you ain't trying to fight yet.
Man, he was trying to lock me in for the House of Hook. That's what he's trying to lock me in for. He can't lock me in for the race like that.
What was wrong with the House of Hook? I thought that was a track to be at.
Yeah, it is a decent track. But that don't mean I'm going now.
No, I said I thought that was the track to be at. So what's wrong with the race?
I ain't never been there.
Hey, Donnie, what do you put a carbon fiber body on your car?
Huh? Carbon, man, you know, I'm like, why would I put a carbon fiber body on my car? You know how much a carbon body cost?
What do you think, I'm black and stupid, too?
Now, you know what? You don't really want me to answer that. Do you? I thought we were friends.
So that's a secret.
Carbon fiber. That's good. God, man. Carbon fiber.
I wouldn't even
spend no money like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much a carbon fiber wheel tub cost? Man, I wouldn't buy no carbon fiber body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
That front end ain't carbon fiber.
The front end? No. That's fiberglass. Mm-hmm.
I think you're trying to sell the fried ice cream in Chi-Town. You hear me?
No, the roof steel, quarter steel.
You racing this weekend?
No. No, family time this weekend, anniversary this weekend.
I'm trying to
ask Jay Bond what I got to do to get this belt.
Jay Bond, your mic is open. Jay Bond, if you still on.
JB was on.
Rug rack. Rug rack got the 29-inch top belt. I'm trying to figure out what I need to do to get it back. Get it from.
Go to Walmart and get you one.
I want his. I want him to take it off his waist and get them.
I'm pretty sure he can buy you one at Walmart because you ain't going to beat him to get the one that he owns. So,
I'm going to kill him. That's what's going to happen.
Is the horseman still on here real quick, JB?
Hey, no, hold on. Let me open these mics. We got some mics going unopened. 301-978-6959 and 410-969-5311.
All right, well, somebody going on mute. 301-804-410, your mic's about to go on mute.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Brian Epps, man. What's going on?
You got this 804-60-690 number, right?
Yeah, 690-1903.
All right, I muted that. But, yeah, what's going on, Brian Epps?
Nothing much. I've been listening to y'all for a while, but I was working and had a lot of noise in the background, so I ain't joining the conversation. But I hear y'all talking about setting up races, you know, in the future, but I want to know what's going on this weekend. We got a lot of racing this weekend. We got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but I'm not hearing nobody talking about who they're going to race. You know, I heard Keenan in there earlier.
Oh, let me be quiet. Mr. Smallbrock, you the man.
I heard Keenan in there. Huh?
Keenan dropped.
Yeah, Keenan's no longer on. I see how he keeps jumping on Running Bad with that hog. And way my memory recollect, he was supposed to give me the 1-1 with my small block. And you know, he didn't end up, you know, he wasn't there for, you know, because of the weather or whatever, but he gonna be there Saturday. I'm gonna be there Saturday, you know.
That means he gonna take two ass with him.
Yeah, he done dropped off the line. I tried to call him back in a little while ago. He done dropped. So plus he had a little static. I think he had static in the phone. So he said he wanted to get off.
I think he be going to happy hour calling in. You know, and he always been having a lot of noise in the background. But, hey. No, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on this weekend, who racing this weekend, you know?
Well, I just sent
a message. Any of y'all sitting on 29 can get next door to him. He just
right,
sent
well,
me the
Donye,
message.
Donye.
And they want Donye the most. He made it clear. Donye is the most wanted on his list.
Who lists him on?
The sniper.
He's got 69 barrel now.
You said the sniper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Lee Boy Malvo, the sniper.
He know who it is. He's trying to play dumb on us.
Were you talking about with the Mustang? With Ugly?
No, sir. No, sniper got a black 69 Camaro now. You seen the car on Facebook. I saw you sitting there rubbing it, talking about I wish I had a watermelon.
Which kind is that? You
got to
tell him which kind
of that. I was talking about that boy that wanted to run this. And
Cream color 69 Camaro. They wanted to run me?
They wanted to wax your ass. That's what they wanted to do.
I got cameras for you. Ain't that car down?
Ooh.
I think it's back.
A sniper car is back up and running?
Yeah, I think it's back.
I don't even remember seeing no cream color Camaro.
Well, they want
only one. The one with the blue stripe?
No.
The one that broke the spindle on the front wheel but still went straight on the video.
When was that?
At Larry T's race. Go to YouTube, the Endicott YouTube page, and he got a video of it on there. He's in the right lane. He broke the spindle of the front left tire, turned sideways, the car still went straight down the track.
Huh?
Man, you're giving out too much information. Who's this?
I'm trying to figure out what car y'all talking about. It must have just came out.
This is Brian, man. I'm just saying, you know.
Hey, you been out for a while? No,
we just want you to worry about getting in the other lane.
There's another one of Maryland cars that they leave at home when they know I'm coming, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Now, after I leave,
everybody want to get tough.
Say it again, man. After I leave,
everybody want to get tough. Man, if I would have, could have, should have. That's all I hear. If I woulda, coulda, shoulda. That's all I hear every time I leave from up there. But when they know I'm on my way, they leave the cars at home. Now, why is that? Why is that, Mark?
Oh, don't worry. You the one said, I got a plan for you. When I know you crossing the river on 70, I got a plan for you. And I mean a plan.
Y'all better not come past that Ohio state line. I know that.
I'm going to figure out something. And I know the sniper will travel, so I'll get with him. And he might make that Arkansas trip. I'll call him tomorrow and get a three-way going and see where he at. He might make that trip just to make sure you know.
It's a grudge car, right?
Yes,
brand new to the team.
Huh?
Brand new to the team.
What'd you say?
Brand new to the scene.
As long as it's a grudge car.
That's what it is.
Your number's still the same, right, Donye?
Yep.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, we got a plan for you, buddy.
Hey,
plan for me.
Hey, running dog.
Yeah, come on.
Man, it's a car. It got 29s on it.
Yeah.
Who, my car?
The car got 29 with no Willie bars.
Correct.
You. He on YouTube looking now, Brian. You hear me? I know. That's why I asked you.
No, I ain't on
no
YouTube.
Really,
no, I'm asking because I want to. I gotta know what I'm getting into.
Yeah, you are. He run customer, man. And this is how he act when he called me on the phone, y'all. I had to listen to all this bull crap from him.
You know why I got to ask questions? I got to ask a lot of questions when I talk to you, Mark. You know why? You might mess around and be a pro mod or something. Yeah, I know how you get out.
Hey, Donye, I told you,
he be trying to kill me for real.
Hey, hold on. Let me 757-438, your mic is open, and 691-2263, your mic is open. Did you want them open?
Yeah, what's up, JB?
Who is this?
It's 1263, I don't want that open.
Oh, William Brown is on. Yes, sir, William Brown is on right now.
William Brown the third.
What's going on, fellas? That sounds like Donye.
What's happening, man? Hey, you want to try something on the motor, man?
I run your motor to motor. My blue car motor to your black car motor.
Oh no, I ain't running on motor no more. That them days is over with.
Yeah, it ain't never start really.
Hey, it's super slow motor now. I don't want to do that no more.
How y'all fellas doing tonight?
Wait a minute, man. I'm gonna be the voice of reason here, man. That you ran that man other car on motor, which was a questionable motor pass by a lot of people. So why you can't run his other car on motor?
Yeah, because I ain't running on motor no more.
Man.
I ain't running on motor no more. I mean, you can stay on one stage. I tell you what, this is what I'm gonna do.
Mechanical stages that's different from what you had before to what you got now. To why you can't run on motor. So cut the shit.
Nah, I don't know. You
know
it's
secret,
Rick. But
listen here.
I thought Monster. I done told him before.
Y'all,
I already know. I know his whole game plan.
You think you know. You don't know nothing, dude.
Man, I told you.
I'm gonna run your head up one kick to one kick. All right.
Ooh.
You like that? You like that?
Who you talking to me?
I'm fucking.
Yeah.
You said you gonna run your head up with what?
Then William Brown just asked me that. Do you want to run one kid to one kid?
Yeah.
I'm going to run him one kid to one kid.
He just want to make sure he hearing you correctly.
Yeah. As long as he stay behind me, I'm going to be on one kid.
There you go.
See how them people from Chi-Town are? They can't count. William, you know good and darn well he going to turn the second one on. He can't count. One and one
I mean,
is three
if
to
he,
him.
If he stay behind me, I promise I won't. I promise I won't hit that button. I promise I won't.
See?
The E-mer button. Emergency.
Hey, WB3.
Yes, sir.
What you got going on this weekend, man?
Oh, man, got a lot of stuff. Starting off 28-29, try to shoot out. No balls, no chassis, no full chassis. Any power additive, 125 entry fee, 1500 on top. Me and my pops.
Hey, man, I got a quick question real quick. I'm sorry.
What's up?
You still mad at me, man? Why you don't ever call in and invite me to the
No.
Invite or nothing, man.
You always invited, man. You always invited.
Man,
you know,
just
know that.
Reach
I told
out
you that.
Pick up the phone. Hey, man, I'd like you to come to this race. You know, just, you know, make me feel good
you.
Sometimes.
I told you that. I knew y'all.
I know
how
to make you feel good, Donnie. Take the peace sign and look at it in the palm of your hand and take the shortest one and point back at you and see what the long one gives you. That's what I got for you.
Yeah, you
sorry,
always man. Invited, Donnie. Don't get that mixed up. You always invited to anything I got going on. Even if I ain't got nothing going on, you can always come.
Hello.
Okay. I just want to get that out of the way. That's all.
Yeah.
Sir, I just called you in because you wanted to get in. Did you have something to say?
Yeah, I just letting folks know. I just left the track. I just left Piedmont. Everything looking coming back around on Bad Storm. I've been down and out. I've been in the storm. Everything coming back around. But I got a couple cars. I know y'all know about my show September 13th. We're going to get that $3,000 free entry fee, 28-275 race. It's open to anybody that wants to get in it. It don't really matter. It's a class shootout, grudge shootout, no time. And we got some big-time grudge races fixing to get locked in. Got a couple locked in, 901 locked in with Something Evil and Bad Storm. And we got the Troublemaker looking for action. We got the Beast looking for action. We got a couple belts we're going to put up. But who's coming in a small block, small tire? Anybody on here coming to Piedmont September 13th, small block, nitrous?
I don't know if we got anybody on here right now, small block, small tire. We got a guy on here with a small block. But he ain't small tire.
We can't fight with him.
They put pro mods on you up there, man. They don't play fair.
Oh, shit.
Who lost? Don't nobody remember who lost. Everybody remember who won. So that's the whole game. The whole game is to win. So you come across that bridge, you got problems.
So if you finish in second place, you ain't no winner, huh? Ain't nobody pat you on the back until you did a good job, huh?
Like I told you, take the palm of your hand, put the peace sign up, take the shortest one and point back at you. That's my feelings for you, all right?
Man, you boys are rough up there, man. Y'all
I got word Big Lowe's coming up to MIR on Sunday, Amron and to BNP on Saturday.
Is he coming up? Yeah, that's what
he's coming up.
Yep.
Does he have 28 or 29?
He's on either. Well, he could be on either one now. You know, he can be on either one.
I think he said he come in 29s, but he do got a 28 car they're bringing up, too. I heard they're bringing, like, three cars up.
The fuck was that?
I think T5 coming and Goldie coming, Candy Crush coming too.
Y'all gonna
have a good old party, man.
Well, it'd be nice if Fade the Black could come too. Then, God damn, we have a hell of a party then.
Yeah,
hey, I hear you ducking Candy Crush too.
Really?
You
ain't never heard that.
I swear. That's what the word is. They say they keep trying to lock you in, but you won't do nothing.
You ain't never heard that. Never in life heard that one.
Look, man, I'm not talking hogwash. I'm telling you what the boy's saying. They say they want you, but you won't give them no action.
Hey, JB.
You can make your lips to anything.
All right. Hey, y'all. We got to hold up a minute. Wim Brown trying to talk about his race, everybody.
Oh, yeah. I had
to put on mute right quick. I was talking to my daughter. Oh, 28-29 shootout. No balls, no chassis. 125 buy in, 1500 on top by me and my pop. 8-car minimum. Got testing to them all day long. Got like 12 or 13 grudge races. We got a running bad squirrel with Chalky. I think Mean Gene said he ain't got his transmission back. So I don't know if they're gonna still do that run with that pickup truck. You got Shack Attack, Virginia Slim. Got Walter Man, Short Dog. Blue Magic.
What's Short Dog going to be in?
Short Dog going to
be in the all-motor Camaro. Yeah.
Oh, you going to be in the Camaro then? Okay.
You
on the big-time shootout, too?
No, I ain't had no big-time shootout. Got too much stuff. Well, I have 490 shootout. You can come get in the 490 shootout.
Oh, man. That's too fast for me.
I got Millertown Racing versus the Bull and Big John. And then I got Junior Bishop versus J.C. Richardson. The Bull and Big John come back again and run the old Jacks. Got Pee Wee versus Goldie. What else? Got Henry P versus Dirty Red. Got the Beast and Blue Chip, my car. Got 3M versus Bull and Big John. Man, Bull and Big John will be rolling. You got Cooley versus Ashley Curry, and you got Green Hornet versus We Be Blue Magic. So, I mean, we got, and that's, I heard from both parties on each of those girls races that I named. So, as far as I know, everybody's guaranteed, everybody coming. We got plenty of guys, like you said, Big Low and the boys said they coming from down there. Got a couple other guys called me, said they was coming on up from Georgia. Got a 490 class, $3,000 guaranteed purse. Got a 590 class, $2,400 guaranteed purse. Got a sports car shootout. No cage, no slicks, no full out race cars. Must drive in the gate, any make model. The fastest time will not be posted on the boards. The people in the inside in the tower will mark it down and find out. And they will make the decision of the fastest sports car get $500 from me and my pops. We got a lot of DJ music. I mean, we just got a lot of good things going on. And everybody, after that, we wear ourselves out Saturday. We're going to head on up to MRR on Sunday and support Larry T and do it all over again.
Man.
That's like a good race, man.
And William Brown, I'm going to add one more. You got that same day, it looks like you're going to have the Riddler, Jimmy Riddle, and the Riddler taking on the Chalky car, too.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot. You did name that. Jimmy Riddle.
And also, The Rock is looking for action on 29s. He's going to be in on Saturday with the American Gangster.
Man, which car is that?
Yeah.
Mustang. What are you asking what car it is? You ain't coming to run nobody.
That's some action for ugly right there, eh?
Don't matter. It don't matter. None of them that come across that bridge from Florida or whatever. It don't matter.
Hey,
but
Monster, this is what I want to know.
Will the Rock step beside Hannibal?
Huh?
I'm sure he will.
Okay, we might be able to do that.
That's something I would say, you know, go ahead and get with him directly. I mean, Rock say he'll run anybody, but I saw JB said he was on here earlier, but you might want to go ahead and try to catch him on the book.
Okay. JB.
Yo.
He said somebody was going to come look at the car when he got there, right?
Yeah, he said he was going to have come look at the car. He said his car hasn't been out a while. He said he's going to shake it down, and if he like what he see, he got to try something.
I just had to. I'm just walking around outside. Is there any way you can get a wee wee or whatever it is with the nasty boo? I'm trying to bet him on the gap, but he act like he's Floyd Mayweather. He act like he can't read.
Oh Lord, I don't know
that. Yeah, Dre, behave.
I'm just saying, I want to bet on the gap Sunday. When I bring that up, it everything goes south.
Well, Mr. Running Dog said he was going to gap somebody Saturday or something.
That's Friday.
Yeah, he's losing his damn mind, too.
That's Friday. I'm going to gap Red.
You ain't gapping nothing.
Oh, you racing Red Friday?
We supposed to race Friday, but I screwed up when I negotiated with him and gave him an out for Friday, so it might not happen to Saturday. Because he got the, you know, they called me, him and Big Cat, talking about they wanted to run me. Fine, I ain't got no problem with that. But he, you know, I don't know, he got to doing his Michael Jackson impression, start moonwalking, and he told me, well, I don't think it's going to be ready Friday, so, you know, I ain't trying to race Friday anyway. I want to do all my races on Saturday. I said, look, man, I'd rather race you Friday. A lot of people from out of town coming Saturday. I like to get some of that, you know, try somebody from not in our area. You know what I mean? We can race each other all the time. You know what I mean? Anytime. You know? And so he got me this. I gave him a clause. I said, well, if you don't, we like the race then. If you're not ready Friday, we'll run Saturday. You know what I mean? So I already got a call today. Well, he don't think he's going to be ready Friday, so he ain't going to run. Well, he went to the track Sunday. I mean, how many more times you got to go to the track? You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, he fired his tuner. He got a new tuner now. You know, midweek he fired his tuner. So, I don't know what's going on.
You mean he went back to his old tuner?
Well, however you want to word it, he fired the one he had and went back to the other one. That he fired before. But see, you can't keep firing tuners. If it ain't dead, it ain't dead. I'm going to show him it ain't dead. That's all there is to it. I ain't got but 400 cubic inches on one gun.
Yeah.
Who is that in the background? Said something. Speak up. Speak into the phone.
I said you are
400
cubic inches one
stage black. Who is that? I can't hear you, man. Why you sound like you're holding your phone down at your feet? Make sure I hear you loud and clear. Put it up to your mouth. Come on, man. Talk to me.
Is that a voice in the sky?
Don't be shy. I think he got his phone down at his feet.
He ain't got his phone between his legs, do it?
Yeah, he might be sitting on the toilet and the phone fell out in his drawers and he's trying to get it out. Hey, pick that phone up so we can hear you. Huh?
Hello?
Yeah. What's going on? Is that Keenan?
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
That is Keenan. 410, your mic is open.
Hey, Keenan, would you don't think I got 400 cubic inches? Hey, man, one thing about a Ford, man, you ain't got to pack a whole lot of cubic inches in to make them run.
Hey,
man, what are you doing, man?
Hey,
last time we had Keenan on the phone, he hung up. You know what? Let me turn this Bluetooth off.
Hey, 437-7262, your mic is open, too.
Last time we had Kenyon on the phone, he hung up. Now he's talking with his phone on the floor. I ain't never seen nobody with a car named Massacre as shaky as he is. Massacre, man, that's some, like some crucial mess right there. Massacre. Do you know when a massacre happens, man? Ain't a whole lot left. Kenyon.
Brian, you just shook up a whole lot of people, Brian. I think you need to you gonna have to calm down or something, man. You scam too many people off.
Hey man, scam off, man. Hey man, when I went to the motor store, he went to the motor store. You know, maybe he just didn't get what he thought he was getting. I made sure I was getting what I thought I was getting. So you know, I don't know what to tell him.
Maybe it was that pass you made up at my
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't want to come up there, but I had made some adjustments on the car. I had to run it somewhere, and so that happened to be the only place that was open that weekend. You know, I was like a kid in the candy store, so I had to get a pass. But the thing about it is, you know, I've been gone since 2008. I keep hearing, I had all this mess. Oh, you ain't raced since this. You ain't did that. You ain't did that. And the same ones that was barking at me are the same ones that wouldn't let me back then. You know what I mean? So now I'm back. You know, the game's been changed a lot. A lot of y'all running on 29s, and I'm not, you know, my car's not at that level, but, hey, man, I got the baddest small block NOS automatic in the DMV, and anybody that got an automatic small block nitrous non-pro mod, I ain't running no pro mod, can get it Saturday at William Brownsville. Straight up. And don't come down there with no ton of money trying to buy a race, because I ain't got it like that. I ain't putting up no $5,000, $10,000 on no race. Straight up. I got too many kids to feed, and they get hungry every day.
Hey, JB, I got a question for you.
All right, what's that question?
Actually, this question is for basically for every guy that's in here listening. With either a small block or a big block.
This is my
question to y'all fellas is, a lot of y'all probably been racing longer than I've been alive. But my question to y'all is, if I got a small block on, let's just say 33 10-5, then what's the problem with me running a small block with, let's just say, 28 or 29? What difference does the tire size make if you got a small block? Let's just say I got a back half small block, you got a back half small block. What difference do the tire size make? If I got enough horsepower to turn them big motherfuckers, what difference do it make?
Oh, I got enough horsepower to turn mine. I wasn't saying it from my perspective.
No, I'm saying it from
a 29 guy perspective.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm just speaking in general because, like, I see, like, on a lot of flyers and shit, like, as a small block, like, you got to have either 28, 29, 275, or 315, which
right.
I know out of Virginia Motorsports, a lot of guys that run small block in that area, you push them out of a lot of races because you don't run fucking small tires.
Let me tell you how I feel about that small tire thing. The small tire thing does not come down to who has the fastest or baddest small block. The small tire thing comes down to who is the sharpest in tuning that computer and getting down that track the fastest. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you can put the baddest small block in the United States in one of those cars. If you don't know how to work that computer, you pissing in the wind. You know what I mean? So they're computer racing. They're not, you know, it's not likely, you know, because, you know, everybody, some people might know how to, you know, they know how to turn wrenches, tune, re-plug, this, that, and other, but they might not be sharp enough to go into that computer and pull out timing here and do this there and bring it in here and, you know, do all the things that's necessary to get that small tire to go down the track. So, like I said, you know, it's not who's the baddest, it's who's the brightest, you know what I mean? So, you know, when I hear these guys talk about how, you know, fast they small blocks are, the only thing I can tell them is slap on some big tires, and then at that point it don't make no difference. Whoever, you know what I mean? Whoever get down the track. But like I said, you know, it's all in who's the smartest and learning how to work that computer, man, you know, with them small tires. So it's really not who's the fattest, it's who's the brightest. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
I see.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, that's how I look. I can't get in the, I, you know, I listen to the show. I don't jump into a lot of conversation because my car is not, you know, on the cowl of them guys, and I'm excluded from a lot of those type of races. So then I'm, you know, put to the point either where, you know, I'm going to run somebody like Keenan who got one of them big hugs under the hood. Or, you know, find me an index class or something.
Oh, yeah, but I'm with you with that small block Ford.
Huh?
I said, yeah, I'm with you with that small block Ford.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, it's all of who can work that computer.
So, Running Dog, what you're saying is you don't have anything locked in for William Brown race Saturday.
Nope, none at all. I told you, I had Mark Hayes, you know, we were going to do something, but his car's not ready, so, you know.
Who did what? Who was that again?
Huh?
Say that again. Who did what?
I was going to give Mark Hayes the back tie and the break with his small block, but he's not going to be there. He's going to be in secret.
Hey, you wasting your time, just like I be wasting my time.
Huh?
I said, you wasting your time like I waste my time.
Yeah, man, it's
man,
just hard to, you know.
That man ain't going to raise his shadow.
It's your fault because that thing looked good at the creek, boy. Good dynamite.
What'd you say, Monster?
She looked good at the creek, boy. I said, like, good dynamite, boy. She looked
Thank
good.
You, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You work hard, too, brother. I'm proud of you. Small block.
I told him he scared people off, man. That's why don't nobody want to race him.
Did you see that thing leave, Rick?
I was standing right there beside it.
Man, I knew that thing had a stout.
Hey, look, Monster. Then he hit me. He hit me a couple of days later. Talking about what you think it went in the 60-foot.
Don't you put that conversation out there.
I'm just saying, I ain't never gonna tell. I'm just saying, that's just because he knew I was saying this. Mark, it was kind of like he was bragging to me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know how it is, man, them Virginians.
I wanted to run the ever since, you know, we did a little deal with John Carr, you know, and we won and won, and I figured we needed a tiebreaker. And I kept trying to tell you I was not playing with my little small block. You know, it took me a long time to get that car, to hit that motor like I wanted it. But it's like I want it, and I ain't playing. Like I just said, if William Brown can get a small block down there, I mean, I'm going to end up probably having to run one of them big blocks. I know it. You know what I mean? It is what it is if I want to race. But if he can get a small block, big tie car down there and is willing to set door-to-door with me, as long as it ain't a pro, my life, I run him.
Hey, Wes. Hey, JB.
Yo?
Did you talk to Larry T?
Yeah, I talked to him.
What he got going on Sunday, man?
Well, I know Sunday he's got the top sportsman shootout. He's got the the DMV guys versus Long Island Joe guys, and then he's got some grudge races. They starting to pick back up now. I know Ugly is going into battle with Pee Wee, the Big Nasty Boo, and I think Yeah, and I think there's a couple more looking to lock in, and you know they haven't locked in yet, but it's two or three more. I think one of them is including a Copperhead.
PB gonna get his back end blown out.
Yeah,
that's who you should have called today and had on here, because he gonna get his back end blown out.
I agree with you on that one.
Oh.
And also, Monster, like I said, the boys from William Brown's event will be heading right to Maryland on the next day. So Golden, Candy Crusher, and that crew will leave right from Maryland, I mean, leave right from BMT, and they're going to head up MIR on Sunday. Hey, some, hold on, Monster, hold on, Monster. We got to get, hey, somebody got a speakerphone on.
Yeah,
we gotta mute that speakerphone. Let's see if it's this one. Not that one. All right, we got it. Monster, you still on?
Yep, I'm still here.
All right, and Monster, I'm going to let you know we got another mic opening up, and this is another guy that's probably going to be out this weekend. They call him Mr. Hell Yeah, but some people say when they sit beside him.
Hey, I saw something on the computer. Is that true? You're going to get busted up by Jason next week?
Yeah, I guess that's what you're saying.
What's going on, guys?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. You look good the other day on that shakedown I saw.
Yeah, appreciate it. I just want to put out there, old boy was saying about a big tire small block car he might be interested in running. Well, I'll be out September 6th. If he's interested, you know, we'll be there.
Hold on. Let me open that mic back up. Brian Epps, your mic is
yes,
open.
Yes, sir.
I'm
running my car on the 5th at Richmond Dragway in a shootout. And I don't know if I'll be making it up there or not because I'm running Friday and Saturday this week. But I'll try to get you. You know, it'd be nice if you could come down Saturday.
I can't make it out this weekend, but.
Okay, all right. We can do that.
Yeah, we hook up sometime. Maybe that September, I was hearing that September 13th Piedmont thing. I might try to make that that show down that way.
You know, let me see what happens the night of the 5th.
All right.
Because I'm gonna have a big block killer set on kill that night. And if I still got oil pressure after that.
There you go.
Then I may just drag it up there September the 6th. You know what I mean?
Make sure you take it off a big block kill, okay?
Huh?
Make sure you take it off a big block kill when I come up on the 6th.
Well, you don't put it on kill too often. You just put it on kill every now and then and just get a
protocol. I got to roll the same way myself sometimes.
You put it on kill too often, you will kill it. And then you know what happens then, back to the machine shop.
Right.
Is that Nephew Pete out here laughing like that?
He better not say that. Miss Pete on fire last night.
Yeah, we still got some time this season yet. You know, if we don't hook up on the 6th, you know, just know that I'm out there and we hook up.
I'll make sure I'm going to use it right there on the top of the list.
All right, cool. Sound good.
All right. Hey, T, what you laughing at?
I think that's Pete. Hey, 437, is that you, Pete?
Now, Pete better not be out there.
Yeah, but he had called in on a 437 number earlier. I was just making sure wasn't him.
Yeah, he better not be all this.
Hey, Rick, can you tell the fans what's going to happen on September 6th to the horse, the pony man? I gave him a new name.
Monster, with you saying that, I'm getting a little worried because I read a post on Facebook that said that JC wasn't going to race because his power wasn't painted. It was in prime. And they say he's going to be out next week, but the car's still going to be in prime. So I'm getting a little worried. You know what I mean? I want him to show up, but I don't want it to be an issue with the paint. Shit, we ain't raced with no paint, and I don't know how long. What the fuck the paint? Get to the track.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. As Lil Will say, things about to get real strange. let's get through the weekend. Take care of William Brown III and Larry T. Sunday, then the following week, is the showdown up on the hill, the Capital Punishment. Courtesy of JB and his wife, they gave me all the names to the race.
But what I will say is, as Nephew P would say, oh, that's been years ago. The same result from years ago, if he show up Saturday, it's going to be the same result from this year. That's all I can say.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be humble with it, but that's all I'm going to say.
Yes, sir.
And if Donnie decided to bring his little square, little short, black ass the fuck out here, he's going to get the same shit.
Donnie ain't coming in, Merlin. He know we got all his ammunition now. Booth made it clear. He will not leave here with a win, period.
Oh, no, Matt not going to let it happen.
No, sir. They want to make sure he knows. They are the baddest on 29, is what I was told.
Nah. Oh, hold on, guys. We got two mics coming in real hot. 571-337-4080.
Yeah, JB.
Yo, who's this?
Yeah, this is Roy Hazelwood out of Richmond, aka Fat Albert, or Fat Albert Racing.
Uh oh.
Hey, I'm Brian.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look here. I went to school with you. I'm going to support you. Them boys can bring all the money they want. I'll back you.
I got you, homie. I got you.
Don't even worry about that, homie. We'll cover that. They want to bring all that bread. Trust me. We got the bakery.
Yeah, I got it. You know that.
Don't
you
worry
that, you know,
about all that.
Is this the same Fat Albert that G Money is looking for?
Yeah, this is the same Fat Albert G Money looking for.
Okay.
My car Merle is still down. I can't get it together. But, you know, I talked to G Money at Colonial Beach a couple of weeks. Me and him talked. We still going to do it. I just told him, give me a little time. Let me get the car together. Got a lot of things at home going on. He said, man, I understand. Whatever you ready, we going to get it on.
No. Hey, JB.
Hey,
what the hell, yeah?
No, this is Rick.
Hey, what's going on?
I want to see, real quick, if you remember, or you know, Leon from the Midwest.
Leon
has a, if anybody looking for a car, Leon got a 69 Camaro double frame rear car for sale. Comes with everything in it, all electronics. Only thing you got to do is put a motor in the transmission and then go. I think it's on a 10.5, but it may be on the bigger tire. I wasn't very certain about the tire size, but it's a nice car. I got pictures of it. If anybody looking for a roller, he asking $25,000 for it. Price may be negotiable, but as it is, it's a nice 69 Camaro. It's painted silver. Maybe not everybody's favorite. It's a rag top, but it's a nice double frame rear car. He has a 25K for it.
Yeah.
That ain't no bad deal.
Hell yeah, it's still on
him. Hell yeah, it's still on him.
Yeah,
I got a question for you. It's a guy that was in Richmond with a Barracuda said you were supposed to run him at Colonial Beach, and you didn't show up, and you paid the parking money. A lot of guys said that's not true. Now, I'm going to ask you personally, is that true?
I hadn't paid no parking money to nobody.
Yeah, I thought he was lying on that, but he kept saying that you paid the parking money that you didn't show up. And we were like, well, when did you lock this in? Oh, I did it a couple of weeks ago. And we were like,
hold on. I can second that. I know what you're talking about. Hell yeah, was not locked in with that car. From what he said that he wanted to run Hell yeah,
but they weren't locked in. Now, that car is probably that burgundy. Is it a burgundy Mopar or something?
Barracuda.
Hell yeah, was not locked in with that car. He wants to run Hell Yeah.
Tell him to bring his ass on out on the 6, and he can get some Hell Yeah.
I think that was funny.
The only thing I got locked in on the 6 is Copperhead.
Yeah, because I went to Colonial Beach. I said, well, I'm going to ride up there and see this race. I got there. As soon as I pulled up, he said, oh, he didn't show up. He paid the poke out money to me. So I was looking around like, oh, okay, if you said so, I guess I got to believe you. But then I talked to a few other people. They said, man, that shit ain't true. That man was not locked in.
Yeah, we never met. We definitely never met.
Okay.
If I'd been there, there'd been a race, so.
I haven't been out for about a month though,
you know, but now I'm ready to get back out there. So we're going to come out on the 6th, and we got another WFO car coming out this week. It'd be all motor car coming out,
right.
Ready, you know, getting right, and we'll be looking for some action on that. It's small tire, straight motor car.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, JB.
What's going on?
I told G-Money, get me to the end of September, and we're going to get it on. He shook my hand and said, it's a done deal. So we was at Colonial Beach, me and him. We even rode around on the golf cart drinking liquor. I said, now, I appreciate you pouring me a cup of liquor, but I'm going to bust your ass. He said, well, I'm going to drink this cup with you, and I'm going to be looking forward. I said, Ken, hey, we good enough.
Hey, Hell Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got a text from Josh Jones. Nobody else can get on now because the show has actually went across the recording and nobody can call in. But he said, come on down to Piedmont September 13th. He has to meet you in person.
Who's this?
That's Josh Jones. He's doing the show with Budgie September 13th at Piedmont.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to definitely shoot for that. Yeah, I met him once up there at ATCO, but yeah, he seemed like a pretty good old boy. Shit talking motherfucker, but he a good old boy.
Oh yeah, he can talk.
Yeah, he can throw it down with the best of them, man. He's even better than that dude with the red and yellow truck. What the hell is his name?
Buddy Blue.
Who's that?
Buddy Blue.
Buddy Blue, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you what, don't get them two side by side.
You definitely had an old one's car game with them two.
Yeah, no shit. But, all right, yeah, it sounds good.
All right, well, fellas, I don't mean to cut y'all short, but I got to be out here and gone at 5 in the morning. I got to head to Maryland to pick up a shirt design. Then I'm going... Hell, Running Bear told me they got a test and tune at VMP, so I guess I'll be at VMP tomorrow.
All right, man.
All right, hey, Monster, I'm gonna give you a call this week and holler at you.
I got you covered.
And
all right, buddy. Good
Monster,
talking to you all.
If I can get Donye down, it looks like it's going to be a good – Donye just texted me. He said he's really thinking about coming to Maryland, so.
Yeah, okay. I hear you.
Who's that again? What's that?
Donye said that he said if everything, you know, the rain out goes, you know, if it rains out in Arkansas, he's coming to Maryland.
Tell that motherfucker I'm a bust his asshole open.
All right. Well, I know Bookie is going to love this one. So, yeah, we going to see.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to call him tomorrow and rub it in.
Yeah. That goddamn Bookie,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you. But
I got my drink money. Goddamn some bitch.
Hey, but look, everybody, before I get off, man, if y'all got time this weekend, hey, head up, you know, VMP on Saturday, and, you know, or Friday. No, you got Friday, you got Ladies Night. Saturday, you got, you know, Brown's Race and Shakedown. There's his Labor Day race. And then Sunday, you can head on up with Larry T at MIR. It's going to be one hell of a weekend. So, you know, just come on out and show support for everybody because really all of us are the DMV. So, you know, Maryland and Virginia. So everybody come out and show the guys some support, and they're going to put one hell of a race on.
All right, then.
All right.
All right, guys. All right. Have a good week.
All Next week, just to let y'all know, next week is Capital Punishment Radio Show with the host, Mr. Turn Your Pea Shine Back at You, and, you know, that's how Monster say it. So next week will be Capital Punishment Radio with the Horseman and Metro Area Grudge.
No, JB, it's like this. You put the peace sign in your face, you take the shortest one and point it back at you.
Now you know how I feel. I learned some stuff tonight. I learned that, and I learned if my aunt had a dick. I learned if my uncle had one. I got to think of that one. What was that one again? If my aunt had a dick, she'd be my uncle. But yeah, y'all boys have a blast, man. I'm gonna be at VMP Friday and Saturday, and I'll be at Maryland on Sunday. So hope I catch y'all boys out.
All right, guys.
All right.
Later.
Hello.